So I identify as queer and as non-binary. And man, what does it mean to me? It's being queer, I feel that word encompasses so many possibilities for people that when I came around to finding that word and starting to apply it to myself, I just felt so much freedom. Just to be a person. It wasn't even really anything about sexuality, really, or about gender. It was more like this word gives me permission to be a full person in this kind of expansive way. This may come as a surprise to folks who haven't known me very long, but most of my life I was sort of presenting in the world as a straight girl. I had relationships with men. My presentation was sometimes kind of androgynous, but it was pretty unmistakable to people that I looked like a girl. And I presented that way truthfully because I felt like that was what I was supposed to do and that would be how I found love. And so I just kind of went with that until I couldn't anymore. I think there comes a time in people's lives where we have to stop compartmentalizing and we have to stop being one person over here and one person over there. And so I just kicked off the school year saying, you know, you're gonna call me Mixed Crystal, MX, right? Instead of Ms., which is what you've called me for the last 3 years. And for some students, that's an adjustment because they've known me for a long time. They, them is my preferred, but if I hear other pronouns, that's, you know, that's okay. I think one thing that I have to believe as a teacher is that ignorance is always like a cry for knowledge. And so if there are students who don't understand or who are making jokes or who are, you know, confused by LGBTQ identities, and they might show that in any number of ways. Disengagement is a big way that that shows up when we're talking about queer topics. Or just kind of refusing to really be part of the conversation. And I think as a teacher, part of my job is to identify that and not take offense, but see it as like, this is a student who needs knowledge and who wants knowledge. And how can I, as an educator, you know, talk about some of these issues?